Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to come and join us, you're welcome to do so. Ordinarily, you're used to hearing me tell a story from this chair, but today I want to make an introduction. My friend Joanna Dwyer. Joanna lives and ministers in Guatemala, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what she does there. But this stole, this pretty green stole, is something that my daughter Sarah, when she went on a mission trip to Guatemala, brought back for me. And so it's very special to me in a lot of ways. So Joanna now is going to tell you a little bit about what she does.
The way that you say good morning where I live is buenos dias. You say that? Buenos dias. Very good. And another way that you say good morning is sacarí. Very good. So where I live, the children don't speak English, and they don't speak Spanish, or at least a lot of them don't, but they speak a language called Zutuhil. Zutuhil, very good. And I live in a country called Guatemala. And in Guatemala, I've lived there for a long, long time, and in Guatemala, our ministry is that we have a clinic. And what's a clinic all about? Why do people go to a clinic? To get well, exactly. And another thing, we have two clinics now, and another thing that we do is we help children like you go to school, because some of the children where I live are very, very poor, and they don't have any money to go to school. And so we have scholarships for them so that they can go to school. And we also have classes to help them with their schoolwork, because a lot of times their mothers and daddies and grandparents don't know how to read and write, and so they need some help. So we help them with that also. And I want to talk a little bit this morning about something that you have at your house. So tell me what you have in your room. What do you have? What do you have in your house? Lots of games? With Legos. Okay, your brother has Legos and you have lots of games in your house. Does somebody else have lots of games in your house? Okay, everybody, I think. Well, in Guatemala, where I live, the children don't have games in their house. So their life is a little bit different than yours. But what I know and what everybody here this morning knows is that people in different parts of the world are different on the outside, but they're not different on the inside, because we have different color hair. You know, some people here have blonde hair. You have blonde hair. I have white hair. You have brown hair. Does anybody have black hair? You do. Okay. You have brown. Okay. So we have different color hair, and sometimes we have different color skin. You have red hair. Is it red? Yeah, it's very pretty. And so where I live, the children all have black hair, and they have brown eyes, and they have brown skin. But you know what? We're all alike on the inside. And I have a gift for you this morning, and this is, you can either wear it on your wrist as a bracelet, or if you can't wear it on your wrist, you can put it in a book, and that'll be your bookmark. And this comes from Guatemala, and it has all these different colors, just like people. But they're the same on the inside. And God loves all of us. God loves all the children and all the people in the world, whatever color they are, whatever color their skin or their hair, because we're all the same on the inside. So do you want to help me pass out the... Do you want to help? Okay. So let them choose what color they want, okay? Okay, so you all want to get one of those? Just take one so everybody can have one. And then we're going to say a prayer together, okay? Okay, let's say a prayer together. And I'm going to say some words. And then did everybody get one? Then I want you to repeat after me, okay? Your mama may have to help you put it on. Okay, let's say a prayer, okay? Let's bow our heads and say a prayer. And you repeat after me, okay? Dear God, thank you very much for loving all the children in the world. Amen.